Translation and purport. When Lord Brahma returned, after a moment of time had passed, according to his own measurement, he saw that although by human measurement a complete year had passed, Lord Krishna, after all that time, was engaged just as before in playing with the boys and calves who were his expansions. Lord Brahma had gone away for only a moment of his time, but when he returned, a year of human time had passed. On different planets, the calculation of time is different. To give an example, a man-made satellite may orbit the Earth in an hour and 25 minutes and thus complete one full day, although a day ordinarily takes 24 hours for those living on Earth. Therefore, what was but a moment for Brahma was 1 year on Earth. Krishna continued to expand himself in so many forms for 1 year. But by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, no one could understand this except Balaram. After one moment of Brahma's calculation, Brahma came back to see the fun caused by his stealing the boys and calves. But he was also afraid that he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and he had played mischief for fun by taking away Krishna's calves and boys. He was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. He came back after a moment of his calculation. When Brahma returned, he saw that all the boys, calves and cows, were playing with Krishna in the same way as when he had come upon them. By Krishna's display of Yoga Maya, the same pastimes were going on without any change. On the day when Lord Brahma had first come, Balaram, Baladev, could not go with Krishna and the cowherd boys, for it was his birthday, and his mother had kept him back for the proper ceremonial bath called Santik Snan. Therefore, Lord Baladev was not taken away by Brahma at that time. Now, 1 year later, Brahma returned. And because he returned on exactly the same day, Baladev was again kept at home for his birthday. Therefore, although this verse mentions that Brahma saw Krishna and all the cowherd boys, Baladev is not mentioned. It was 5 or 6 days earlier that Baladev had inquired from Krishna about the extraordinary affection of the cows and cowherd men. But now, when Brahma returned, Brahma saw all the calves and cowherd boys playing with Krishna as expansions of Krishna. But he did not see Baladev. As in the previous year, Baladev did not go to the woods on the day Lord Brahma appeared there. Tavade tat yat mabur atmamanena trutiyanehasa puruvad abhandam kridantam dadrishesa kalam harim. So Lord Brahma is an aparadi. He made an aparad, means an offense. He kidnapped or stole Krishna's friends and calves because he wanted to test whether this cowherd boy, Krishna, is the Lord that he worships in the place where he lives. There's some description of this that in the heavenly planets and the higher planets of the rishis, the Brahmins are chanting many mantras and performing many rituals. In the higher planets, Krishna is the supreme object of all sacrifices. So Brahma was amazed to see that this personality of Godhead, Krishna, was playing and laughing on the bank of the Jamuna with just some 5-year-old boys, sharing food. Brahma saw how he killed Agasura. And he thought, I should see what this Krishna is. So he tested him in this way by taking away his playmates. First, the calves disappeared. They were munching on the grass along the river Jamuna, and they kind of wandered away. Pretty soon they were out of sight. And Krishna said to his friends, don't worry, I'll just go get them. You continue eating. And Krishna went looking for them, and he couldn't find them. Then he went back to the lunch spot, and the boys were gone. So he could put two and two together. And he said, this is Brahma. So he wanted to please everyone, including Brahma. He wanted to please the mothers of the boys. He didn't want the mothers to feel distressed that, my God, the boys were kidnapped. He didn't want the cows to be in any anxiety. He wanted them to be pleased by seeing their calves. So Krishna just duplicated all these expansions. Or anyway, the boys and the calves are his expansions. It's mentioned in today's verse, Sakalam. Kalam means like a limb, an arm. We have legs, arms. These are our expansions of our body, kalam. So Krishna's expansions are the calves and the cows and the cowherd boys and the associates of his in the spiritual world. So he perfectly, in every detail, manifested those missing boys and the missing calves. And just as if nothing happened, he was continuing for 1 year to herd the calves, to play with the boys. So Brahma, it was a little hard for him to understand, because he thought, I put the boys to sleep, the calves are in the cave, I better check and see if they're still there. And he went back to the cave. And they were there. They were sleeping there. So then he thought, well, I better go back and look again then. Maybe Krishna and his friends and calves weren't really playing. Somehow maybe I saw something that really wasn't there. He looked again, and all of Krishna's friends were playing. The calves were eating grass. And Brahma thought, strange, I just saw them sleeping in the cave. Right? I better go back and check again. What's going on? I'm seeing two things that are contradictory. So although he had offended Krishna by stealing, he was beginning to appreciate Krishna's opulence. Krishna has transcendental opulence and can maintain his leelas, his abode, everything that's called dhamna, paraphernalia. Dhamna means all transcendental paraphernalia. Krishna has all transcendental paraphernalia. And it's self-sufficient. Dhamna svena, self-sufficient. It's always existing, sada. And this is a description in the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Dhamna svena sada. And nirastakuakam, the illusion of this world, the temporary world that we live in, the limited time and space that we occupy, Brahma's creation, what Brahma created, that's not present in the spiritual world. That's absent. Nirastakuakam. And what's in the spiritual world is Satyam Param, the supreme absolute truth. So Bhagavatam starts with this first verse, and Vyasadeva says, this is the meditation. Let us meditate on the Satyam Param, Dhimahi. Because he says, even the demigods are bewildered about what is reality and what is illusion. Tena Brahma Ridaya Adikavaye Muyanti Yat Suraya Tejovari Madam Yata Vinamayo Yatra Tri Saragamisha. This is the first verse of the Bhagavatam. The absolute truth was imparted to Brahma. Brahma means, in this line, the absolute truth. And Brahma is described in the words Adikavaye. Tena Brahma Ridaya Adikavaye. Brahma received the truth in his heart. But Brahma and the demigods are Muyanti Yat, bewildered. They're all great demigods, Suraya. The Suras, the demigods, are situated in the heavenly planets. But this world, which consists of the three modes of nature, acts in a way to give them the impression that this world is permanent. And it's not, this temporary world. The elements like fire, earth, and water, Tejovari Madam, they create all the beautiful flowers that we see all the beautiful foliage here at the manor, unlimited flowers. Well, not unlimited, but seems like unlimited flowers everywhere you look around the manor. Flower pots. What are those flowers? Just analyze. Teja Vari Madam. They're a product of fire, water, and earth. The seed is planted, the water and the sunshine make the seed grow into the flowering plant. So Vyasadeva is describing how these elements work in the first verse of the Bhagavatam. And he says, this is the three modes of nature, Trisarga, creative faculties. Brahma has these creative faculties. He can manifest all this stuff along with other demigods. And it's almost factual, but not factual. Amrisha. So the demigods make the mistake. They think this world is really the enduring thing. In this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the second chapter, nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sata. If you want to talk about what's eternal, then let's talk about what lasts, huh? It means eternal, something that lasts or endures. Nasato vidyate bhava. Nasato vidyate bhava. Na bhavo vidyate sata. And what does not endure, what does not last? If something has no existence, if it doesn't really exist, it doesn't last. Krishna gives this concise definition. Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. So does this world last? No. Does this body last? No. Krishna is telling Arjuna, it's not permanent. What's permanent endures. That's what is really true. That's reality. So don't make the mistake of thinking this matter is spirit. But Brahma and the demigods make this mistake. So they're liable to become aparadis, to offend Krishna, to interfere with Krishna's pastimes. Nothing can stop Krishna's pastimes from taking place and giving him pleasure. These pastimes are all self-sufficient. They're expansions of himself. So Brahma thinks, oh, I can interrupt Krishna's pastimes, as if he's so powerful. He thinks, I'm really, you know, a big guy. I created the universe. I can, you know, interfere a little bit with Krishna, but Krishna doesn't allow that. So Brahma gets pretty shaken up. What's going on? Krishna's bewildered me. Like we heard yesterday, the speaker said, also Krishna, Brahma was bewildered in Dwarka when he went for an interview with Krishna. He thought, I'm Brahma, I'm going to see Krishna. And the doorkeeper said, which Brahma are you? And Brahma said, there's more than one. I thought I was the only Brahma. The doorkeeper said, no, no, there's many Brahmas, many universes. And Brahma, you know, he's also the guru in our line, the Adi Guru. He's first given this spiritual knowledge by Krishna from within the heart after he does his tapasya. So it seems pretty amazing sometimes to some people that the original guru of the Sampradaya becomes bewildered about Krishna. And this lila is meant to teach us how God works. He works wonders. He works, we could say, he performs miracles. He can do anything. So we should be prepared for that. We should be prepared to set aside our limited knowledge of this world, how things work, how time works. We read today that time is different on the higher planets. Just a short moment of Brahma is equal to a year. So let's listen and have some faith in the Shastra that different time scales are in place in different parts of the universe. Our experience is limited. We could be wrong about many things. We have just limited senses. So Brahma, when he apologizes to Krishna, he says, let me set aside all this speculation and intellectual thinking that I've done. Let me set that aside. To appreciate Krishna, we have to set our experience to one side. What we think we know about the world based on our empirical knowledge, our senses. Because our tendency is, we think, let me push my way into the spiritual world. Prabhupada said that fools, Prabhupada repeated a saying that fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So we should go very gently in this direction of the spiritual world, not think, I'm going to rush in there. Because we don't really have the adhikar, the capital. You need some capital. And our capital is just the experience we've had with our senses. And that won't do. It doesn't have any value in this higher space of Krishna's world, Krishna's pastimes. That's a new thing. Krishna's pastimes are ever fresh, ever new, and we have to be open-minded about what's possible in the spiritual world. What's possible with the infinite? Krishna's infinite. And we are burdened with a lot of superstition about what scientific truth is, what this universe is. The scientists are sending up so many objects. They tell us that they've taken pictures of so many distant planets. And Krishna is more powerful than all the scientists combined. And what seems impossible to us, he can easily do. So this is how it is that even Brahma can become bewildered, because nothing is impossible for Krishna. And Krishna can easily play with Brahma, just as he plays with the cowherd boys. Brahma wants to hide his cowherd friends. Okay, let's play hide and seek, Krishna says. Where did you put my cowherd boys? Krishna doesn't have to go looking, he just manifests them. He doesn't have to go to the cave and find that the boys are sleeping. But Brahma now has to look. You know, I wanted to understand Krishna. So what is this that Krishna is doing? And because he's bewildered, this is called Brahma Vimohana. Vimohana, his mind is in this lila, bewildered. Brahma Vimohan lila. And therefore, interesting, Madhvacharya, Srila Madhvacharya, who's in the Sampradaya, it's the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Madhva's named second after Brahma. In recent times, Madhva represents the Brahma Sampradaya. That's just a few thousand years ago, or less like a thousand years ago, Madhva was teaching in Udupi. You can go to Udupi, where Madhva had his temple for Krishna, Udupi Krishna. I was there a couple of years ago. We took part in a big Harinam there in Udupi. And the Harinam took place from 2 in the morning until 5 in the morning. There was a big parade in Udupi. Can you imagine going on Harinam at 2 in the morning until 5 in the morning? They do this once every 2 years in Udupi. And this event signals the transition when one sannyasi turns over the worship of Udupi Krishna to another sannyasi. There are 8 sannyasis, all followers of the Madhvacharya. And they live in the vicinity, and every 2 years they turn over the worship. So we were there on that night when they have this festival, and we saw the new sannyasi who was taking over the worship. He was coming out of the Shiva temple, and one servant, Sevite, was walking in front of him, quickly quickly unrolling a red cloth for him to walk on. And we saw him the next day. He was distributing prasad in the temple to all the people. So anyway, that's Krishna Udupi. That's Madhvacharya's territory. And Madhvacharya, this is the point, that Madhvacharya, he didn't want to accept the fact that Brahma was bewildered in this lila. So he didn't accept these 2 chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Vimohan Lila. But Lord Chaitanya accepted them. Lord Chaitanya accepted all of it, everything. So what's the difference? Brahma, in his conception, the spiritual master, the Acharya, the Adi Guru, he must be all-knowing. So how could he become illusion? But Mahaprabhu accepted the version of Sridhar Swami. In Sridhar Swami's edition, this is coming from the Vishnu Swami. Sridhar Swami is in the Vishnu Swami line. That's Sampradaya. And he included these 2 chapters of Brahma's bewilderment. Mahaprabhu could tolerate the fact that Brahma could become bewildered. Because that's the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva says, even the demigods are bewildered by the tree sargamisha. So finally, Brahma has to acknowledge Krishna's unlimited existence. He sees that, one point, he sees all the calves and all the cowherd boys manifest 4-armed Vishnu forms. So he understands Vishnu is behind this. One supernatural feat, there's Vishnu in all the forms of the boys and the calves. So this makes him aware of Krishna's ability to transcend the deception that Brahma enacted. Brahma understands Krishna was not deceived by my hiding the boys. And he understands Krishna's omnipotence, Krishna's power, and Krishna's being present in everything. So then he gets off his swan. He's been riding around on his swan carrier. He gets off his swan and he begins to offer his hymns of praise to Krishna, the 14th chapter, the prayers of Brahma. And these verses are considered the foundation of devotional service. All the knowledge in the 14th chapter is considered foundational. There were so many boys and so many cows and calves. There were lakhs and lakhs, thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of cowherd boys and cowherd and calves. Unlimited. Krishna's pastimes are unlimited in every way. I'll stop there. Are there any questions?